very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. I am Kip Stube in Maryland, and this is Live Talk.
And I'm Marvelous Mshanganya. We are broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. because of the COVID-19 pandemic, which is ravaging the whole world, including Zimbabwe, where we've seen some of the cases spiking, and also here in the United States, where we've seen some of the cases spiking as well and being a bone of contention in this year's election, which comes to head tomorrow, November the 3rd.
Yes, Marvelous, and we see that in Zimbabwe there are over 8,000 people that have contracted COVID-19, and out of this number, 7,927 have actually recovered, and 243 have died. Worldwide, according to Johns Hopkins University, there are almost 47 million cases, and out of this number, 1,201,833 people have died. And then in USA, there are more than 9.2 million people who have contracted COVID-19. And 231,000, just over 238,000 have actually died. 47 million. So we have COVID-19. We have no one getting it. But we have 1 million. So we have no one. So we have no one. So we have 9.2 million. So we have COVID-19. But we have 231,000. So we have marvelous.
Aiwa, kune wa vashango vya kupinda mshirongwa chedu, tunokuchinga miza ine mufaro, pano pa Live Talk, icho turi kukupai mswe mufuro November 2, 2020, tishona kuti mangwana muno mu America, muchange mine sarudzo huru, ichange irimo, uyeshe mapato wakadai sema Republicans arikutungamirwa na Donald Trump, nema Democrats arikutungamirwa na Joe Biden, varikutarisa iwo nyaya ye COVID-19, ndo irikuneta, tishona kuti muno globally, pane vanhu 46 million vabatwa nedenda reCOVID-19 uye 1.1 million vakawanikwa vachishaya. Muno muAmerica matiri makapunya chisero panyaya yeCOVID-19 mune vanhu 9.2 vabatwa nedenda iri, kune vanhu 230,000 vawanikwa ivo vachishaya kubva kudenda iri. Saka ndozvimwe zvezvinhu zvatichange tiri kukurukura pamusoro pezvazvo pachirongwa chedu chanhasi, tichitarisa kuti sarudzo idzi dzemuAmerica dzinorevei pane zvatiri kuona zviri kuitika, sekutaura kwataita kuti dambudziko rechirwere cheCOVID-19 riri kudzeyewa nevazhinji kuti rinogona kunge riri zvimwe zvezvimwe zvichange zvakatariswa nevanhu panyaya iyoyi yechirwere cheCOVID-19. Tombotarisa zvakare kuti muZimbabwe makamira sei pari zvino. Pane vanhu 8,374 vabatwa neCOVID-19, 7,927 vabatwa ivo vachiwanikwa vachizonaya. Totarisa kuti pane vanhu 243 vawanikwa vachishaya kubva kudenda iri, asi vari kurarama neCOVID-19 pari zvino vanosvika ivo 204. Saka tichange tiine nyanzvi dzichionesana nesu kuti nyaya iyi yesarudzo dzemuAmerica yakamira sei, uyezve inozorevei kuhurumende yeZimbabwe nepasi rose.
Yes, marvelous. We see that over 92 million people have actually voted in USA. Some are sending in mail-in ballots, and others are going to polling stations. And the states actually vary in terms of what they are supposed to do. And we see that there could be some challenges to some of the mail-in ballots in places like Pennsylvania, which is very critical for any presidential aspirant to actually win. So there are also some other key states that we see that polls are actually tightening in terms of, you know, this year's race. So there's an APC poll that has just been conducted, which shows that, of course, the gap is very narrow between the two contestants for the presidential election. That is President Donald Trump and Mr. Joe Biden, who is a former vice president. So now when we look at the other issues, we know that, you know, Mr. Trump is actually saying that he may not necessarily say he has lost the election. And then Mr. Biden is saying, you know, whatever outcome there could be, he will accept anything. So now I think we've got their audio videos. Let's hear what they're saying about this issue.
And in terms of whether or not when the votes are counted and they're all counted, that will be accepted. If I win, that will be accepted. If I lose, that will be accepted.
They found some with the name Trump, just happened to have the name Trump just the other day in a waste paper basket. They're being sent all over the place. They sent two in a Democrat area. They sent out 1,000 ballots. Everybody got two ballots. This is going to be a fraud like you've never seen.
So that is Mr. Trump and Mr. Joe Biden. They're talking about some of these issues concerning mail-in ballots. And, you know, this is a very highly contested field, Marvelous.
Yes, it is. And we've seen that, you know, there's been a lot of talk about what will happen. We've seen in some areas here in Washington, D.C., some businesses are bordering up their, you know, businesses in anticipation of what might happen after the elections. But we are yet to see, Gibbs. Tomorrow is going to be a very interesting day. And also we're going to be watching eagerly to see what will be the outcome of this election and also how the actual voting day will end up, Gibbs.
Yes, we've got some Zimbabweans, Marvelous, that have actually voted in this election. So they either sent their ballots or they have actually gone to polling stations. And one of them is Dan Moyo, who lives here in Virginia. Let's hear what he's saying about this.
Hello, this is Dan Moyo, the MDC USA chairman. I just exercised my democratic right to vote. I did it early this time because I'm trying to avoid long queues on Tuesday, November 3rd. The process was fairly simple. Took me less than 10 minutes. I was in and out. I think it's a good thing that most states have opened up to allow for early voting because with COVID, you do want to limit large numbers of people congregating at the polling station on the day of the election. So it was really a good thing that Virginia, where I live, has allowed people also to early vote. So I voted at the polling station here in South Riding in Virginia next to my home place. So anyone who's willing, who wants to early vote can just look up on the website elections.gov, find the nearest place next to you, and you can go and vote. I mean, it's pretty simple. You go there, you give them your ID, they check that you're a registered voter, and then they hand you a ballot, and you go and you have your secret vote, and then you take it in and you put it in the ballot box, which is pretty much, I'd say, electronic, that with a bus, that with a scanner that reads the barcode and registers your vote. So I think my vote is going to count because the election process here is pretty tight and well organized. And I am hopeful that my vote is not going to there won't be any issue with my vote. So I know that some people have opted to mail voting, where they request a ballot to be mailed to them. They fill it in and then they mail it back. I read that people, since the election day is getting closer, people are being advised now that it's better if they go and drop the ballot into a drop box to make sure that their vote is counted. I know there are some states that allow, as long as a vote is postmarked by before the election date, they are allowing for those votes to be counted after Tuesday's election date. So I think there's a lot of interest in this election, and we're keeping our fingers crossed to see the election result on Tuesday. Thank you.
So that is Mr. Dan Moyo, Marvelous, is talking about the election. So Dan Moyo, lapha-ke ukhuluma ngokhetho lolu ukuthi kambe kuhamba njani. Marvelous.
Yes, potikubona vaDan Moyo vachitaura ivo pamusoro penyaya yesarudzo dziri kuitwa imomo nomuAmerica. Tinoona kuti vari kutaura ivo kuti zvakafamba sei, uyezve kuti ivo pavakaenda kunovhota zvii zvavakasangana nazvo pamusoro pezvanga zviri kuitika. pavakasvika nekuti vari kutaura kuti vakavhota musi wa3 usati wasvika zvinogona kuitika imomuno muamerica kuti munhu anogona kunge achikwanisa kuvhota zuva rake risati rasvika saka ndo zvimwe zviri kuitika pari zvino.
Yes, we've got our two guests already lined up. We've got Reverend Raphael Mtombeni. He is in Dallas, Texas. And we've got Mwa Wongwe. Mwa Wongwe is a Zimbabwean living here in USA. So let's start with Reverend Mtombeni. So we welcome you to the program, Reverend Mtombeni.
Thank you. Thank you.
So give us your take about the U.S. election. Have you voted? And if you are voting, how happy are you with the system?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, I think the system or the voting process, like what Mr. Moyo said, it's simple and it's efficient. It's not complicated. It's easy. You just come in, present yourself. You're computerized, and then you're given a ballot paper, and then you go vote secretly. I think the process is really encouraging, and it's simple going, and I think it's really very interesting, really.
Yeah, I was telling you to see what you want to do with voter. Okay, to the money.
Hayi ngibona ngathi indlela abahlela ngayo benza kube lula ukuthi kungabi lokuthi nxa umuntu ezevota lapha ungikhona uzangena wenziwe lokhu ubhode ngale ubhode ngale ufika nje ungene uqonde ikhompyutha bakungenise laphana bese bekuqhubela i ballot paper yakho ususiyacasha ngemva kwebhokisi laphana ukhethe lo omfunayo uziphumele nje masinyane.
Singathi kuqakatheke kanganani ukuthi abantu bevote ukhetho baMtombeni?
Abantu ukuthi bavote kuqakatheke kakhulu. Ngifisa ukuthi ngabantu bakuzwisisa khonokho ukuthi ukuvota esandleni sakho khonapho uphethe uxa omkhulu kakhulu ongaguqula izinto. Kuqakatheke kakhulu ukuvota ngoba yikho okwenza ukuthi izinto ziguquke. Nxa abantu bengavotanga akulabi kuthola uhambayo, kuyahlala lokho kufanana, kuphela izinto kusenziwa into ezifananayo iminyaka ngeminyaka.
Yes, siyabonga kakhulu, sicela ubambe khonapho baba Mtombeni. We've got another guest, that is Mwa Wongwe. Ms. Wongwe, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Tell us where you are right now.
I'm in Reno, Nevada.
How is the situation there?
So Nevada is a toss-up state. So it's a very important state, so your vote really counts. And I went and voted. I did early voting as well. And I went in person. Initially, I wanted to mail in the votes, and then I got nervous with all the rhetoric and everything, so I went and actually voted. It was fine. It was probably an hour and a half. A lot of people were there, but it was really efficient, and it was fast.
So now, looking at how the election is being conducted in USA, are you happy with the process of voting?
Yes, yes. I'm happy with the process of voting. The only thing that I'm nervous about is the environment that we're in right now and the rhetoric that's just out there, especially coming from the top of the office. That's what makes me nervous. But otherwise, I feel like the process is fine. And as we can see, there's just so much litigation going on across the country. That makes me nervous.
Now, looking at the way Americans vote, there's this electoral college. Can you explain to people what it means? You know, some people may not understand how it works.
Yes. So every state has a number of, because generally it's population, right? Where you say, okay, if you get the most, if you get the popular vote. But in the states, every state has a number of electoral votes. So for instance, like in Florida, it's 29. So if someone running for office wins that, they get that number. The goal is to get to 270. So the one who gets 270 is the winner. So what you're essentially trying to do is get as many as those as you can, you know, from the different states. So that's pretty much how that works. So, for instance, in 2016, Hillary Clinton had more than 3 million more votes than Donald Trump. But because she didn't get that 270, it didn't matter, right? He became president because he was able to get the 270 electoral votes.
Aiwa, topchingamidza hii pachirongwa. Mambo titsananguriravo kuti imi muri kuona sei sarudzo yemuno muAmerica. Tichiona kuti pari zvino makati vhota. Sei makasarudza kuti muwanikwe muchivhota nguva isati yasvika?
Saka ndakakurumidza vhota for a few reasons. One, they don't make sure vote yangu ichaverengwa. They don't make sure kuti inona toverengwa. Number two, mangwana it is what I'm just nervous about tomorrow because ansandamboona election it is so divisive and there's so many lies and things going on. Saka ndangoti again ndito ndingonoisa tione because tikatarisa ma places akaita sana Minnesota right now vakachinja ma rules vakuti kana ikasvika after Mswa 3 they won't count as long as vakaudzwa kuti it's okay. Saka those were the things and I said that kuti ndizo so that my vote would be part of all that commotion. Saka ndozvakaita kuti ndikurumidze kungonovota and to make sure kuti ndapancha ma buttons ndega in person.
Saka zvii zvimwe zvakazviri pabepa renyu iroro rekuvhota pamakasvika muchinovhota muri kungovhotera mutungamiri wenyika chete here kana kuti zvisiri kumira sei?
Aiwa, hapana pane zvinhu zvakawanda. Saka tine ma senate races, tine ma representative, tine ma councilmen, ma judge, kwankune ma judges, ma school board, vanhu vanomirira ma school boards. Tanga tine also about 5 issues. Saka dzimwe nguva zvavanoita pama elections vanoisa zvinhu kana for instance, this is just an example, they could say to legalize marijuana in your state. That would be part of it. This is with something about gay issues and all kinds of things. Saka unovhota futi ipapo. Saka unongochivhota zvinhu zvakawanda.
Tombotarisa kuti tingawana here mutungamiri wenyika achivhoterwa ari mumwe asi vamwe vanozopinda musenate nezvimwewo vachivhoterwa vari kune dzimwe vachibva kune imwe pati.
Zvinoitika. Zvinowanzoitika steric ma off presidential year like 2022. Because you're literally looking at the candidate year. But zvinoitika steric, well, I don't know about steric, but zvinoitika. Example, Maine. Maine inoenda iri blue for the most part. But mukawana Senator Wallace Susan Collins, she's Republican. Saka it's possible. Zvandirikuona ezvinezvi is kana wakanyanya zvitaya to like mukatazana Georgia and Texas and Arizona vamwe vakanyanya zvitaya to president. It's either a plus or a minus. Saka you see kuti vanongana kuti uyu takuvhotera kana for instance Biden but tikufarira senator uyu because maybe akasupport affordable health care or whatever the issue is in your state that's important to you.
Yes, so looking at how the system actually operates, is it transparent?
In terms of the voting system?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think so. I think so, because you will see, Kuti, I feel like they've done so much research and they have so many independent organizations that do all this, both Republican, Democrats, and independent minorities. I think it is the only thing that I worry about, to be honest, is that for the past 4 years, we've been told it's not legitimate. And the sad part is it's been coming from the president of the country. So that holds water, right? So now I'm hearing people doubting the system. I think after this point, we'll see. After tomorrow, we'll see. Because the president keeps saying the system is bad. The system is bad. And people are buying into it. But sometimes if that's all you hear, you start questioning things, right? So I'm kind of nervous about that. I would have said I still believe that, but I just don't know if everyone will still see it the same way.
Thank you very much, and stand by. I think we've got a video that was sent by Mr. Tabang Nare. He is in somewhere in the western side of USA. So he says, you know, he believes that there is so much democracy in this country that it's going to be preserved even if there's all this kind of commotion. So let's listen to what he says. He's talking in the village.
Ngiyabonga baba Dube ngethuba leli onike lona ukuthi ngithi ifahla-fahla ngendaba zokhetho oluka 2020 lapha e-America. Siyazi ukuthi kulokhetho, ukhetho lokukhetha umongameli welizwe upresident. Siyazi umongameli ukhona khathesi upresident Trump. Lo Joe Biden owake waba ngu-vice president kukhokheleni kukababa upresident Barack Obama. Nguye-ke osengene waba yi-candidate njalo ukuthi laye ethole ithuba nxa kusenzakala lokuba ngupresident. Umelele ama-Democrats uJoe Biden, upresident Donald Trump umelele ama-Republicans. Yiwo amaqembu or amaqela amabandla amabili adumileyo kwele America. Kodwa sizwisise ukuthi kulokhetho lolu olobo-president, kulokhetho futhi ezigabeni, ukhetho lobo-senator abangena ku-senate, o-congressmen abangena ku-congress. Kuyokuthi ezigabeni in each state, siyazi kwelakithi kusetshenziswa ama-province, u-governor, sike saba labo-governor eZimbabwe, u-governor of each state laye uyakhethwa. Kube sokukhethwa futhi labomeya, kukhethwe lama-representative abafana labo-councillor, kuyakhethwa kukhethwe ukuze kukhethwe lo sheriff. U-sheriff ngokhangele amapholisa esigabeni. Kungabe kuyemakhandeni, eRuveve, eDubanzimu, eJawunda, oyabe ekhangele amapholisa laye uyakhethwa, kaphambi kuzingenela kumele akhethwe. So okhangele izikolo esigabeni kuyabe khangele izikolo mbene loBhengula kumbene injube laye uyakhethwa ischool board. So i-decentralization ne-devolution isesibangeni esiphakemeyo. Nxa besitsho oprofessor bayatsho ukuthi i-America has over 1,500 administrative units, you know, at the local government level. So abantu balamalungelo ukuthi bekhethe abantu ababamelayo, abantu ababakhokhelayo. Ngalesi sikhathi-ke se-corona kube lobunzima nje kuma-campaigns khonapho ukuthi kulabanye ama-parties kakhulu ama-Democrats athi hhayi i-corona leyi singabe senza ama-rally amakhulu kuzaba lula ukuthi abantu bethole umkhuhlane. So yeyabo imikhankaso kade ingalama-rally amaningi, kade behamba kwezinye indawo ukuthi babehamba door to door, umuntu ehamba kubomakhelwane khonapho. Kwesinye isikhathi kuyukuthi umuntu uyathatha amafoni ebefonela abantu nje, phone number zingena bese bezitsho ukuthi thina singobani simele lokhu, sicela ukuthi lani lisivotela. Abanye bethumeleza ama-flyer bechiya iminyango. So emgwaqweni lapha kuyabe kulamaphetshana amaplakhadi ukuthi nxa uhambuchayela ngemoto yokubona wonke ama-candidates akhona. So isikhathi esiqhathekile kakhulu e-America, sikhulekele ukuthi kube lokuthula ukhetho lolu hambe kuhle.
So that is Mr. Thabang Nare Makwati, marvelous. So he's saying, you know, apart from the presidential election, there are so many of these other elections going on at the same time the presidential election is being conducted. So he says there are some senatorial elections, there are some council elections, and at the same time, there are elections choosing, you know, deputy sheriffs, you know, at given places. So imagine in Zim, if you had to vote for a top policeman in a given region, this is Makwekwe, even in Mbare, you vote for that. So that's very exciting, right?
Yes, that's what Ms. Wungwe there was saying, actually, when I asked her about what exactly is going on. But I had asked Godfrey Kuraone, a councillor with the MDC, and is also a young Mandela Washington fellow who was here and was able to look at, you know, the electoral process here in the United States a few years back. So this is what he had to say, because he was going to be on the program, but he says he's traveling. So he wrote a message saying the American election has always been an example to most countries, but only this time during the current president's tenure, we see some incidences of violence, which I think if he loses will be a bit of unrest in some parts of the United States. That's what he thinks. However, Americans should be applauded for coming out in their numbers for early voting, which shows how responsible and conversant with issues Americans are. So this is Godfrey Kurawone, who is actually just giving his view on America's voting process, which we'll see in full view tomorrow, Gibbs, as we also go to the polls and see what will be going on the ground.
Reverend Mthombeni, when we are looking at this election, we see that COVID-19 is playing a very big role in terms of people's voting patterns. But it's not the only thing that is, you know, trending out there. So now, what are the other things that maybe struck you to say, I'm going to vote for a certain a person? So what are those issues? Is it healthcare? What is it?
No, actually, it's not only COVID, but it's like the stability of the country. You know, when this rhetoric, which is referred to, and then you choose between the candidates to say who can be better off out of between the two. So really, apart from COVID-19, it's like who is who? Who can you choose? Who can be moderate between the two? So that's the biggest choice I see within this election myself.
Yes, I'm not taking a into when we are going to be asking who gets the role we are. So I want to see Okona. I want to abantu bakhuluma kakhulu nge-COVID-19 kodwa ngaphandle kwe-COVID-19 kungaba khona okunye yini okwenziwa vota ngendlela ovote ngayo kube khona uzavota.
Yebo baba Dube, okunye esikukhangelayo sibili ikuzinza komuntu ukuthi umuntu lo ofisa othi yena nangasikhokhela uzinzile yini ukuthi angakwenza khona lokho. Kungakhathalekile ukuthi i-COVID layo ikhona lapha eceleni, kodwa ke okukhulu ukuthula, ukuzinza, ukuziphatha, ukuba ngumuntu kwalo othi yena na ufuna ukusikhokhela. Mbona ngathi yikho kunye okukhethwayo lapha esikukhethayo, ngoba nxa ukhangela umuntu enguye ngumkhokheli kwesinye isikhathi engathi uziphatha ngathi ulobudlongudlongu kancane, uyamalawe uthi hayi lapha angifisi ukuba ukukhokhelwa ngumuntu onje njengakhona lokho.
Yeah, marvelous.
Tomboenda kunamwa iwe pawanga uri kusarudza kuti wovhotera ani zvii zvamanga muri kunyanyotarisa?
This time chandainyanyotarisa inyaya ye stability. And just, I think for me, the main thing was democracy edu right now. I really, truly believe that this election will determine what America becomes. Saka, that was a weighing point for me. I was really trying to consider, okay, Saka Nyikaino, which is known as the beacon of hope, which is known as that place that has all the checks and balances, which is one of the strengths of America and one of those things that is admired by other countries. Kuti America ine ma checks and balances. Nyango uri president. There are three equal branches, right? Vamwe, they can check you. So I feel like, oh my gosh, that is on the ballot. That is truly on the ballot because of what we have seen for the past 4 years. So yes, there's COVID and there are other things that would normally be by number one thing, you know, like inini, it's always been the healthcare, immigration, you know, the police reform. Yes, those are important. They're on the ballot as well. But for me personally, my number one thing was just democracy of America. I feel like if we don't get it right this time, America will be changed for generations.
Now,
Maybe let me just round off and say, iye zvinezvi muzuva ranhasi vanhu vachiri kutsvaga rutsigiro here, mamboona here vanhu vemademokrats kana vanhu vemarepublican kunzoko vachiedza kuti vakwezve vamwe kuti vavavhotere?
One of the main things, I mean, I told Fona per weekend, and Nasi Majimaji Nenshi Fona, but the main thing, Kufona Kutvanu and Daikuno Vota, not so much persuasion at this point. Mm-hmm. At this point, it's just galvanizing that base, those people that have already decided. Kuchi and Daimuno Vota, that's the main thing that's happening, Ishnesh.
Mm-hmm. Now, why didn't you contest the election? You know, there are so many Africans that are contesting right now. Why didn't you get into it? What?
You know what? I actually did a program, you know, the New American Leadership, Yema Immigrants, where it teaches you about politics. And that was an eye-opener. It changed the way I... Because before, I'd always be like, you know, they're corrupt, whatever. I don't have power. Until I took that program. And the only thing, I think I would want to work in the back as a strategist, as a, you know, someone who is empowering people. I don't know if I have the stomach to be in the forefront because it's so brutal and it gets, I think emotionally I wouldn't be able to handle it, but I really want to be involved in the back, at least for now, because we're running, you know, but for now, but there's so much opportunity. And that's the thing, especially people like us, immigrants, there's so much opportunity, and I wish I could get on the mountaintop and scream. But you know what? We need to have the voice. We need to be on the table when these decisions are being made that impact our lives, that impact our children's education, that impact the taxes that we have to pay for our property, things that impact our day-to-day lives. You will find, Puti, my immigrants, minorities, we're not maybe educated or informed in that way. We're not there. We're so underrepresented. Look at our Senate. Mm-hmm. It's not how America looks like, you know? So I don't know, but I wish we could do it.
Yes, why are you not contesting the election?
It's a matter of time. I should be in there, man. You have to be popular to be elected here. You should be known around your neighborhood, and you should be somebody that is familiar with the system. But some of us, we came in this country when we were already on our afternoons, you know, learning the system.
But America, look at the ones who are actually vying for the presidencies. They are actually, you know, also, so I think it shouldn't stop you.
Sure. Just give me some time, man. I'm just sitting on it.
They're in their 70s and they're running for the presidency, so...
Yes. Well, one other thing is that we live in two worlds. Mm. We have our world here and we have our world out there. I would rather run out there than here. You know, some of us, we feel like that, you know. These two worlds are also tearing us apart. Kodwa kokunye okuhlupha yiko khona ukuthi siphile emhlabeni embili, ukuthi silapha kodwa inhliziyo zethu zikhona le Africa ekhaya, ukuthi uyabuloka indlebe zakho zisekhaya, indlebe zakho zilapha. Ubomba impilo yokuba divided, ungathi kawuqedakala ukuthi ufuna ngaphi kulangaphi. Ngoba nxa ngingaba le thuba elihle ngwangcono ngiyerana ekhaya laphana, ngithatha umbuso lwana ngilungise laphana kube right.
Yeah, so coming to you, Ma, what do people expect, you know, tomorrow? What can we expect?
I don't know. And I think that's the scary thing, the unknown. I don't know what to expect. The challenge is that there's just so much noise. So I don't know. There's a lot of anxiety going on right now. What I do think, though, there are places like Florida, North Carolina, Ohio, that are already counting. They count as the votes come in. So a place like Florida, for instance, if they're able, once they close the polls, if they're able to project who the president is, that can give us a sense of how it will work. And places like Ohio, if they're able to do the same, places like North Carolina, that'll kind of give us a sense of where it's going. Because Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, that could take a while. I know Michigan starts counting a few hours before the polls open. So they start counting in the ballots that came by mail. So we might get a sense. I think that's a big thing, because yesterday the president was saying they need the results tomorrow or they'll declare something. So that's, so I guess we'll see.
Marvelous.
Mangwane is what it would not matter. I think anxious, just, you know what I hope? I hope that they take a patient. Because one thing that I learned was, they never count my votes the first day. They never finish. Manungo project, our media is the one, you know, project. And my monitor, the official date is December 8th. That's when every state is supposed to have the numbers in. Saka, there's been so much mixed messages on that. I'm hoping if we're patient and hopefully we get an indication. Kunana, Florida, North Carolina, but I'm on one as well.
And Mr. Mtombeni, what's your view? What do you think is going to happen tomorrow?
Personally, I'm feeling very comfortable that the system is going to take its course, because honestly, there will be a winner. Mm-hmm. If there is a winner, that winner is going to be a winner. I'm not really panicking about anything as far as with the turnout of voters and so on, there will be a winner. And if that winner is declared or is projected, well, I think there will be a way forward. I'm not really panicking as it were, because these people that are trying to stir up some kind of disorder, they're not many, they're just few. The actual U.S. is sitting comfortable, because there is the army, there's yay, there's all these people. They are there. They don't think they are going to sit back when these results come out. Somebody has to step down one way or the other.
Koma iwe wanga kutaro tichiri kunyanya kukutyisa zvichazoitika kana sarudzo dzapfuura. Say.
Okay,
because mwa.
Mamwe.
Pane pama freezer. Mati, sorry, can you repeat that? Sorry.
Kuti wanga kutaura iwe kuti zvimwe zvinokutyisa endo zvichazoitika kana my elections apfuura, hausi kunyatsounzwa ipapo mwoyo wako wakadzikama kuti zvii zvinozoitika.
Yes, because after Paitwa president, there's 12 weeks of transition. Mm-hmm. 12 weeks, he's a lame duck president, but he's the president whoever, right? Saka Chikanzi Biden, aita president, President Trump will still be president until January 20th, anditi. President Trump or the president, then that's that. Saka ipapo, again, that whole unknown. And I think, because if we go back to 2000, the big difference that happened there was Al Gore came out and gave a gracious speech and cooled down the temper. People were, you know, kind of hyped or whatever, but Aka was the one with, ayo, that is fine. Let's move forward. Saka, the hope is whatever happens. If that doesn't happen, ipapo, the unknown is really what I'm like, oh my gosh, what happens then? That 12 weeks, but we'll see. I wish I had energy. Yeah, Mr. Mtembeni, I wish I had that. I'm so, he encouraged me with that. Thank you, because I'm not there.
What are your fears? What are you fearing? Like Mr. Mtombeni is just saying the system here works.
No, and that's
systems that will be put in place should something occur that is not of norm? What are your fears?
Did you see what happened in Texas the other day? Did you see what happened in New York yesterday? They almost run off the bus year campaign. So it's not so much the system. Mm-hmm. It's the rhetoric that feeds. It's almost like putting that gasoline in the fire. That's why I was using the Al Gore analogy. Stable, are able to count at the top, that makes a world of a difference. Right now, even Walmart last week, I don't go pull my gun out. But I'm just saying, so that's the part that makes me anxious. Could you, what's going to be the messaging from the top? Not so much that the system will fail. I'm very confident in the system. I mean, with all the litigation going on, you can see the system works because my judge, so I'm not, I have confidence in the system. What I'm really fearing is what the people would do because of the messaging from the top, you know?
Go ahead.
Oh, no, so that's what I was just saying. I really I think the system will work. Yeah, America's good at that. The system will work. But with the people who are not supportive, and hey, maybe it won't. But I really appreciate Mr. Mtombeni. That gave me hope. When you say, I'm calm, he's like, I'm calm, I'm fine. So I like that. Thank you. That gives me hope.
So yes. Reverend Mtombeni.
We can't really
I guess this
hear
is what
you.
We call.
No.
Yeah, okay. I think they can hear me.
Hear Gibbs and mm-hmm, we can hear.
Yeah, they can hear me. They can hear me. So, Reverend Mtombeni, looking at the way she's explaining that there are checks and balances, is this workable? Anyway.
Oh yeah, sure. It's workable as far as I'm concerned because what I see here is just anxiety, which is normal, you know. But the pockets are very small. It's like the demonstrators. The demonstrators are small pockets, but they make some impact or an effect. What I'm saying is this is now a national thing, which is everybody's looking up to. And my hope really is the way how people came out. You know, it has never been like this before where you have over 90 million people coming out before the date. So that's a very good sign that people are taking this election serious. And then as a result, there will be calm. It will be calm after somebody is projected to be a winner. Let these people, like the Texas ones, I'm in Texas, we watch them, but they're just a small portion. We don't do nothing, man.
And Mr. Mtombeni, there is a big Zimbabwean community there in Texas. Are you rallying together to ensure that those Zimbabweans that can vote and are now American citizens are voting?
Sure, we talk. We talk really over this because we feel like at least even if we can't cast our votes in our native countries, but we have an opportunity to exercise our vote over here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We do talk because we communicate time after time.
Aiwa, apo tukunzwa kubva kuna vamutombeni vari ku Texas vachitaura ivo kuti ivo sechizvarwa cheZimbabwe nevamwewo vave vano vagari vemuno muAmerica vanokwanisa kunge vachikwanisa kuvhota musarudzo vanotaura vachishushikanawo kuti havakwanisi kuvhota kuZimbabwe asi imo muno vari kubatana vachienda kunovhota kuti vawanikwewo vachizotarisa kana kuti vachizopa hwaro hwenyika yeAmerica munguva inotevera.
So, looking at what may happen, you know, tomorrow, so the results sometimes they take a long time to be released, right, or announced. So that is, you know, that anxiety that engulfs the whole system, I guess it won't kill you, right?
No, it won't. And see, and that's the thing, right? It's always been that case. And I've never been this anxious ever, to be honest. Mm-hmm. I've never been this anxious. But then when I was listening yesterday to the president speak and address a group of people, one of the things he kind of said was we need to have a declared winner, excuse me, winner mm-hmm. on election night or else I'm going to declare the winner. So, and I know it's rhetoric and whatever, but that's where my anxiety is coming from. But yeah, and like I was saying earlier, those few states, if they can give us a sense of where things are, I think it will be helpful.
So, but by the end of the day, we won't be able to hear a lot of these results, right?
Not necessarily, actually, because so there have been some places, and I know for sure Florida, Ohio, North Carolina, as the votes are coming in, they're counting them. So right now, they're not announcing, but they have the votes. So tomorrow, when people vote, they'll be able to project. After the exit polls, they'll have a sense, unless if it's too close, then they can't project. But if it's very clear, those key states will be able to, like normal, like all the previous years, they can tell you that, oh, we're projecting this one. Like media will be able to come in and say we're projecting whoever as the winner. So of that state. Yeah. So I'm saying, because we know Florida is key, right? For instance, for the president's path. So those will be key indicators that if whoever gets Florida and North Carolina and, yeah.
Okay.
Tiri ipapo mwa takamboona munguva yapfuura zvichizonetsa mushure mekunge isu vatori venhau nevamwe vaita iwaya maprojections unoona zvichizosanduka here iro gore rino
zvichinetsa kuti chekuti
vamwe vanenge vakurumbidza kutaura kuti taprojects hanhingi tozonzwa munguva inotevera zvonzi kwete hasiri izvo pazogadziriswa zvadai dai dai.
Ha, see, I'm not familiar with that. And Sandambozwana, to be honest. I don't know if it's happened in the past and Sandambozwana. The only thing, the other thing, too, that's nerve-wracking is my Democrats' polls show and stats show they tend to vote by mail and Republicans tend to vote on the day. So that they could be that thing, because Kanavaku close, Avashitaurama County is good, of this county. It might be showing a red, right? Put it red because I will counter Ipapo. Yours overtake one machi, mailing, and the whole fight of Republicans litigating Kutichi, mailing Gashika Bakati, Zodai, because it's strategically they know Kuti that's what would happen. So that's the other thing. Because Ipapo, those factors I feel like will feed into a lot of this rhetoric, yeah.
Yeah. So, Reverend Tombeni, how serious is it if some of the votes are not counted?
Well, it will be serious, but I think the system is prepared for that. Because this mail voting is not a new system in this country. They've been doing it for some time. Mm-hmm. So, this is why I'm not even nervous about it. It's just, I feel like it's just rhetoric. Let the votes come in, and then everything will be tallied, and then there will be a winner out of this. The mail voting is also going to be taken care of in a proper way. Because if you look at the way how they were processing the mail, as it were. It was like, it's going to delay, it's going to do this. Mm-hmm. All those things were just fear-mongering to the, my sister up there so that she becomes too nervous. Some of us, we just sit back and look and say, it's going to come, wait and see. You know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Baba.
Zamuti,
no, loko ukuvota nge post office ukuposta mavoti kuyinto engathi ayintsha kuleli lizwe leli. Kuza bazababala lawona lana mavoti abuye ngencwadi. ngoba kula mabutho kule abantu bonke laba ama thousands and thousands of people abangaphandle kwelizwe bathumeza izinto zala kumele ukuthi zibalwe ziyabalwa vele iminyaka yonke ama elections wonke lakhona lapha kuzavalwa ukuthi nje njengoba umdala upresident nguye ongathi uyakhwezekhwezela izikhuni zakhe kodwa ke thina abanye singathi simkhangele nje ukuthi hayi kame mbijana ubalwe xa ewinile uwinile siyamqakezela xa edliwe udliwe akula mntu ozakuthi ye lapha ngidliwe kudeni uzaphuma kuphela.
Maybe just Reverend there, how is the Christian community? Are you rallying together to pray about this election? What's going on there?
Yes, we pray. We talk about praying about them. Unfortunately, the Christian community here is one-sided, as far as I'm concerned. They have a choice with you. You go to the churches here, you already know who they support, you know. And then you after service when you are in the foyers here you can feel it that the line is this, and then if you are not there then you have to be quiet, you have to take a back seat.
Yeah. Aiwa, apotrukuzwa Reverend Ntombeni.
And agreeing with the flow of the congregation, you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Reverend Ntombeni, vari kutaura ivo kuti ehe vemakereke nemakristu vari kunamata asi vanhu vakawanda vane wavo vavanenge vachiti vari kutsigira saka dzimwe dzenguva kana iwewe semufundisi usingatsigiriwo zvekutaurwa nevanhu vari mukereke unongonamatawo muchingonamata pamwe chete muchingotiwo vanhu ngavaende kunovhotera wavanoda. So Mwa, what's your view on that one?
Whew, that one is a big one. Oh my gosh. I'm very passionate about my politics.
Yes.
And I don't always look at them as politics. I look at it as human rights, as, you know, the humanity part of it. And I equate Christianity with love, with uplifting, with empowering. So I get so confused when it comes to the whole church thing. And without getting into it, I have seen people leave church, especially the young people. I have had all kinds of discussions because I mentor young people to girls in college. And it's unbelievable to me how they view church. I grew up in church. You know, I've always known it's God, it's Jesus. And like Reverend was saying, we're very clear and aware of who church supports, so to speak. And it's sad because that has kind of pushed away, especially the young people, at least the ones that I get to talk to and interact. They have this different view when it comes to church because of the politics in it and all that stuff. Yeah. So it's a huge topic. And if I get into it now, I'll get too passionate. But
no, that's okay. So I got to see takatarisa mangwana manje uchange uri kuona kuti zvii zviri kuitika pai muchambobuda panze here muchinoona kuti zvakamira sei. What's your day like tomorrow? Uchange uri kuita sei?
So yesterday my husband says, oh, we're going to do a watch party. They invite him and I was like, what? What? I just want to be by myself. So I can't do it. So he was like, no, I'm kidding. I know, you know. And he goes, because, you know, we're working from home. Record. Like, it is recording everything. So I will have it on. Then she wanna digitalize and she want to young when she want to know myself. So my day is really relaxed. Yeah. But I was like, I'm screwed up with my party and she watch party. No, we're not doing that because we don't know what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Reverend Ntombeni? What's your day going to be like tomorrow?
Normal. I'll just relax and get along with my business. You know, I know something is going to come out of the election results. I don't care who, but I know there will be a winner between the two. I'm not really worried that much. Of course, my wife is also nervous like her when it comes to COVID and stuff like that. But I keep my news on all the time, almost 12, 13, 14 hours. I will be doing the same thing tomorrow. I'll be watching the news and waiting. It's like I have something in me which tells me that it's going to go this way. If it doesn't go that way, well, I'll be shocked and then I will regroup. But I'm pinching him for a media. America is a pale legged man.
Yes, so look to find a silo, Mosuiluti, a Kuma Lavantu, and the Conabava Votayo, the Lavana Votio, Utin Jubachel and Meli Uti, Kuambajan.
Well, the expectations are very high. This is one of the elections that seem to be very, very, very different in the sense that the sitting president has some kind of an agenda which is almost an American as far as I'm concerned. So there will be some high expectations as to who is going to win the elections. So we urge the people to be calm and people to wait and people to be relaxed, and the results will come out. So I'm really discouraging any kind of violence or vandalism or stuff, something like that.
Thank you.
Accept the outcome of the result of the election.
Thank you very much.
Tenda kwamuri Miss Wungwe kuti imi mazwi enyu kupedzisira ndeye kuti chii takatarisa mangwana.
Saka mazwi kupedzisira, which I'm also telling myself, is be calm and don't be anxious. Kungo, just be let's be patient and see what happens. Again, I believe the system will work. I really believe that. Saka mangwana, let's just try to make it a normal day. And yeah, and we'll see what happens. I really, yeah, I'm hopeful. I'm very hopeful, Shango, though. With all this anxiety, I'm still hopeful.
I was not saying that you can get manga
moines. Yeah, thank you very much. I think our time is up, Marvelous.
Yeah.
We wish to thank our guests this evening, Mwa Wongwe and Reverend Raphael Ntombeni. Mr. Ntombeni is in Dallas, Texas. There is a lot happening there. We've seen a lot of things. And then Iten Moyo sent us a video. And then Tabang Makwatinare also sent us a video. Thanks to everyone who watched us tonight on Studio 7 or those of you that are listening right now. Signing off is Gibbs Dube in Maryland, saying good night, Zimbabwe.
I'm Marvelous Mshanganya Huye, saying also good night. And let's meet again tomorrow for a special elections coverage, which we'll be giving you from early morning into the night.
Good night.